Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the occupants of a house in Manor Cunningham have been left badly shaken after four masked men forced their way into their house last night. Meanwhile, Gardaí are appealing for information after an elderly woman was robbed in Letterkenny at the weekend. Tributes have been paid today to Stranorler man Brendan McLaughlin, who was Ireland's longest surviving transplant recipient. And the public are being warned to be on high alert after a woman from Inishowen was scammed out of a large five-figure sum of money. Those stories to follow on full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin. First in news, the occupants of a house in Manor Cunningham have been left badly shaken after four masked men forced their way into their house last night. The men, who are understood to have been armed, entered the property in Drumcarn at around 8:15. Gardaí have confirmed that the occupants of the house were uninjured during the incident. Sergeant Charlene Anderson is appealing to anyone who may have any information relating to the aggravated burglary to come forward.
Between 8 and 9 p.m. yesterday evening, Gardaí and Letterkenny were alerted to an aggravated burglary which occurred at Drumcarn Manor Cunningham. Now, Gardaí have launched an investigation and the scene is now preserved. So we would be asking anyone, if they were in the vicinity at the time, to maybe make contact with Gardaí, and we're appealing for witnesses in that regard. And if they have any information, they can contact Letterkenny on 07491 67100. Obviously, for operational reasons, I can't give out any more information in relation to this particular incident. But yes, we would be anxious to speak to anybody who was in the area at the time and indeed would have any information in that regard.
Meanwhile, Gardaí are also appealing for information after an elderly woman was robbed in Letterkenny over the weekend. The 77-year-old was approached by two men near the Courtyard Shopping Centre car park at around 7:30 on Sunday evening last. One of the men forcefully grabbed her wallet before the pair made off in the direction of Pierce Road. The two men are believed to be in their early 20s and from Western European origin. Sergeant Charlene Anderson says it was a very traumatising experience for the victim.
They were shouting very loudly and aggressively in a foreign language. One of the males then forcefully grabbed her wallet and ran from the scene. The two males took off in the direction of the Pierce Road and made good their escape. The two males are described as being of Western European origin, with dark hair and dark skin. They're of average build and height, and both are reported to be in their early 20s, wearing black jackets. The male who stole the wallet may have been wearing a blue flashy shirt at the time. I suppose this was a very traumatic incident for the lady that was involved. Thankfully, she hasn't suffered any physical injuries as a result of the incident, but you can imagine that she is very traumatised. Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing for anyone that may have been in the vicinity of the courtyard, the main street area, the Pierce Road area, between the hours of 6:30 and 7 p.m. They may have noticed two males matching this description. They may have been stopped at the traffic lights, maybe at the Pierce Road, and seen two men alight from the area. Maybe we believe they travelled in the direction of the Station House roundabout, over that direction. So they may have seen, maybe they may have got into a car, they may have went into another property or premises. And if anyone has any information, Gardaí and Letterkenny, the investigation team there, would be anxious to speak with them.
British politicians are being allowed to vote on whether to delay Brexit. MPs will have that option if they reject the withdrawal agreement for a second time. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
March 12th, 13th and 14th will now be key dates for the future of Brexit. The House of Commons will vote on the updated withdrawal deal and whatever concessions Theresa May can secure on the 12th of March. If they reject that, they'll vote the next day on whether or not to allow a no-deal Brexit. If they reject that, they'll vote on the 14th on whether or not to delay Brexit. That's not what Theresa May wants.
An extension beyond the end of June would mean the UK taking part in the European Parliament elections. What kind of message would that send to the more than 17 million people who voted to leave the EU?
She's been brought to this position by some of her own ministers threatening to resign. Leading Brexiteer Jacob Rees-Mogg is sceptical about extending Article 50.
Do they want it because they're trying to stymie leaving the European Union altogether, which I think is the case for many of them, or do they want it really to help the Prime Minister get a deal, which I think is a minority view?
Even if MPs voted next month to delay Brexit, it'll still have to be approved by the EU. Officials have said they won't do that unless there's a clear sign that a deal can get done in the extra time. But with the threat of no deal looming large, any extension would likely be accepted. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Tributes have been paid today to Brendan McLaughlin. The Stornorner man, who had cystic fibrosis, was Ireland's longest surviving transplant recipient after undergoing a lung transplant in 1992. Brendan Long campaigned for change in legislation governing organ donation. At present, Health Minister Simon Harris is considering legislation under which people would opt out of organ donation rather than opt in. On today's 9 till noon show, Philip Watt, the CEO of Cystic Fibrosis Ireland, said adopting such a law will be a fitting tribute to Brendan.
It will be celebrating his life in terms of what he has done, not only for CF, but also for raising awareness about the impact of what transplantation can do. And we hope that the minister, maybe in his as part of his legacy, will bring in this new form of organ donor consent, which will mean that more organs will become available for transplantation, because it makes a massive difference to our patients, and for kidney patients and heart and lung and pancreas patients, I hope that's passed and is his honour now. I think it would be fitting tribute to Brendan, fantastic guy.
Gardaí and Donegal are warning people to be on high alert after an elderly woman from Inishowen was scammed out of a large five-figure sum of money. The woman was contacted by a bogus caller in November last, claiming to represent Aircom and stating that there was an issue with her broadband. The man seemingly provided relevant numbers, and the call led to the woman giving her online banking details. By the time the bank and Gardaí were made aware of the incident, a large sum of money had been withdrawn from her account to overseas. Detective Paul Lynch has the following advice.
A lady that would be very clued in and you wouldn't expect to get caught out was caught out last November. She received a call from a man stating he was from Aircom, extremely plausible, stated that he was calling about a broadband problem in the area. He provided her with an Aircom ID number as well as a Dublin phone number. An exceptional smooth talker. Kept her talking on the phone for ages. She followed instructions to go on her online banking and carried out the instructions. And she was defrauded in the amount of a large five-figure sum. And she was pretty quick to report it. And it was discovered that the money went overseas, Portugal and London. And by the time that the bank tried to intervene, the money was drawn down and gone. So for anybody that receives calls like these, don't divulge personal information over the phone. Don't trust the caller. Sometimes it can make it look like their number is genuine on the caller ID. Get onto your bank. Speed is of the essence here. Get onto your bank to try and recall the funds as quickly as possible if it can be done. Once it goes overseas, it's extremely difficult for ourselves. We have to go through certain channels to deal with foreign police forces, and your money is gone at that stage. No bank, no company should ask you for PIN numbers or personal data over the phone or to go online.
Next week is Enterprise Week in the Derry City and Strabane District Council area, with a number of events planned to support and guide local small and medium enterprises. There will be a focus on Brexit and also on the ongoing cooperation with Donegal County Council. Joanne Breslin is the council's business support manager.
This year we've over 25 business workshops, seminars and networking opportunities all taking place across the city and district.
The spectre of Brexit is going to be hanging over this, and the uncertainty over what happens in the coming weeks and months. And with that in mind, there are a number of discussions and a number of events which are specifically geared toward discussing what may be down the line.
There is indeed, Donal. So on Wednesday, the 6th of March, we've got our Practical Help to Navigate Brexit workshop. So that's going to be delivered in the Fir Trees Hotel by our colleagues in Intertrade Ireland. Invest Northern Ireland are also going to be there to support them in this. So really this event is all about helping our local companies to prepare for Brexit. And there's a number of support services that both organisations provide, including funding support.
The level of cooperation between Derry City and Strabane District Council and Donegal County Council has been noteworthy in recent years. A number of joint initiatives, most visibly perhaps the initiative in Boston in the autumn. But that process and that cooperation is a year-round process.
It is indeed, Donal. We work very closely with our colleagues in Donegal. We deliver programmes such as Preparing to Export, and we actually do have a programme again on Wednesday, the 6th of March, entitled Are You Ready to Export? That's going to be held in the Guildhall. That'll be another really interesting one, and we deliver that on a cross-border basis with our colleagues in Donegal.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses after a man was killed in a road crash in Sligo this morning. The man, who was in his 60s, died when the car he was driving struck a wall on the Tobercurry Road at Dumore at 9:45. The road is closed while the scene is being examined. It brings to four the total number of people killed on Irish roads since Sunday. A senior Faoltre Ireland official is urging people to promote Donegal's beaches more. It's after TripAdvisor published its annual list of Ireland's best beaches, with Kerry featuring prominently but no beaches included from Donegal. Donegal Wild Atlantic Way manager Joan Crawford says the lack of beaches in Donegal is hugely disappointing, particularly given the county's record in terms of blue flags over the years.
We're in the county that boasts the highest number of blue flag beaches, and we have the longest coastline in the country. So nobody is ever too far from one of our spectacular beaches. So we would like to definitely see our Donegal beaches appear in that listing going forward.
Do people have a role to play in this in terms of contacting TripAdvisor, putting in reviews and putting the word out there? Because perhaps we're all guilty of being quiet about it sometimes.
Yes, we are indeed. And sometimes we don't blow our own trumpet enough. So yes, we would ask people to put comments in on TripAdvisor and to ask our tourism providers to get visitors that they have staying with them to share their experiences on those social media channels.
There are calls for the Fisheries Local Area Action Group strategy to be extended to include works in Maharorti. The FLAG programme is administered by BIM and last year funded 47 coastal projects in Donegal. Glenties Councillor Micheál Colmagill Aspig is this year calling on funding to be secured for the provision of a building and cold room at Maharorti Pier for use by local fishermen. He believes it's an industry that deserves to be adequately resourced.
I've been talking to Drusna Gaeltacht and the council for a wee while, and a number of the fishermen in Maharorti. I believe that by the council and Drusna Gaeltacht coming together, applying for funding for FLAG to have a building and a cold room so that the fishermen can use for in their everyday work instead of having to put containers there. And I think this would be a massive benefit to the fishing community in Maharorti. Look, if this was another big multinational company coming in, we'd be throwing millions at them. This is a small indigenous business. There's a good number of them. They're employing quite a good few people there. And I think we need to do everything we can to support the fishing industry. And I think it's really, really important. We've been neglected. The fishing community has been neglected, obviously, through the years by successive governments. And I think that if we can help them at all as a council, we should be doing everything we can.
And as you say, this is a large industry in Donegal, so it is vital.
Well, it is. And like I says, there's a number of fishing families there that are employing quite a lot of people there, and it's very much welcomed in a community that's been devastated by immigration and unemployment, and our fishing industry has been destroyed as well by failures of politicians and governments to actually fully appreciate and to care enough about fishing communities on the coast of Donegal.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with extra savings this week when you shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time to latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Brendan Rodgers due to be confirmed as the new Leicester City manager before their Premier League meeting with Brighton tonight. Celtic allowed their manager to speak to the Foxes today, and the county anthem man has been at the King Power Stadium for talks. In preparations for Rodgers' departure, Celtic say they've spoken to former manager Neil Lennon and two other candidates about taking the reins at Parkhead. Elsewhere tonight in the Premier League, out of form Everton, they travel to Cardiff. Bottom side Huddersfield, they play host to Wolves, and Newcastle entertain Burnley. And Michael Obafemi will miss the Republic of Ireland's first batch of Euro 2020 qualifiers after being ruled out with a hamstring injury. The Southampton striker has been ruled out for the rest of the season after it was confirmed that he'd suffered a recurrence of the injury, from which he only returned on Saturday. Ireland have four qualifiers between now and mid-June, starting with games against Gibraltar and Georgia next month. Elsewhere, Manchester City, they'll be without both Aymeric Laporte and Fernandinho until the end of next month after both were injured in the Carabao Cup final win. Laporte sustained a groin injury at Wembley, while Fernandinho, he picked up a groin injury. And John Stones and Gabriel Jesus, they both missed Sunday's penalty shootout win over Chelsea and will both remain out of action for tomorrow night's visit of West Ham to the Etihad. Elsewhere, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp, he says Roberto Firmino could play against Watford in the Premier League tomorrow night. The Brazilian forward limped out of Sunday's 0-0 draw at Manchester United with an ankle injury. But Klopp says the injury isn't as bad as first feared, but he may still hold him in reserve until this weekend's Merseyside derby. In the Championship tonight, Leeds could return to the top of the table if they defeat Queen's Park Rangers at Loftus Road. A win will move the Yorkshire club above Sheffield United and current leaders Norwich. There's three other games down for decision tonight. Bristol City, they play Birmingham City. Hull City host Millwall, and Sheffield Wednesday play Brentford. Back to the Electricity League, and Finn Harps picked up another good result last night when they held St Patrick's Athletic to a draw in Inchicore. The game finished 0-0. That followed Harps' result on Friday night against Dundalk after another good performance there, a draw against Dundalk. Good performance for the side that have started life back in the Premier Division. Next up for Finn Harps is a home game against Sligo Rovers this Friday night. Sligo go into that game on the back of a home defeat. They were beat 2-1 by Cork City last night. Finn Harps manager Ollie Horgan's expect another tough game against Sligo Rovers at Finn Park on Friday night.
You know, you take anything from Sligo Rovers. I mean, they went to Dundalk and got a pint up there, like, and probably could have won. The past week could have won it, depending on the weather of the storm as well, you know. But no, that'll be a hugely difficult game. They turned us over. The year we got relegated, they probably nailed us. So the coffin, the Bellis 2-1, actually, Reece McCabe scored the winner back then in the last minute, and that's the last game that we had against them. But please God, there'll be a big crowd for all the right reasons as regards, you know, financially and people coming out to try and back us and to try and support what we have there, you know.
But you've had a glut of tough games really in this period, haven't you?
They're all tough.
Yeah.
There's no easy game in it. We probably got, you know, people are looking at us, but it's probably been the easy game, to put it that way too, you know. But for us, it doesn't matter who you're playing, it's they're all tough for us.
Yes, Finn Harps up against Sligo Rovers on Friday night. Derry City, they had a good 3-2 victory over Waterford last night. They're next in action when they travel to play Cork City on Friday. In Irish League, Institute Football Club have suspended the player at the centre of a recent betting incident. The player in question placed a bet on Ballymena to beat Institute on Saturday the 9th of February, a game Ballymena won 2-1. Under the rules, a player cannot bet on any team in any tournament or league in which the player's team competes. In a statement this morning, the club have confirmed the player has admitted responsibility. He has been suspended, and Institute are working with the NIFL and IFA to determine further action. On the field tonight, there's three games down for decision with the top two in action. Ballymena, who are in second spot, they host Cliftonville, who are in sixth. Glentoran, they play Warren Point, and the leaders Linfield, they travel to play Newry City. Locally in the Ulster Senior League tonight, there's one game down for decision. It's a 7:45 kickoff at Ballyar this evening. Finn Harps reserves, they play Derry City reserves. And Derry City youngster Jack Malone has been rewarded for his excellent form by being named the latest Watson Menswear Ulster Senior League Player of the Month. Malone's eye-catching displays in January sees the Candy Stripes midfielder take the prize. In schools soccer today, the FAI Schools Dr. Tony O'Neill Senior Ulster Cup Final today. It was Cairn Donagh Community School 4, Deal College Raphoe 0. Kieran Farron with a hat-trick and Luke Rudden with the goals there for Cairn Donagh. And there was schools action as well for the Junior Girls National Cup semi-final. There was disappointment for Mavelle Community College. They were defeated by Clare Galway College today by 3-0. In rugby, Ulster have signed Ireland-eligible prop Gareth Milovic from Worcester Warriors. The 26-year-old, who was born in Johannesburg, will join the Northern Province in the summer. He qualifies for Ireland thanks to his grandfather, Norman McFarland, a former Ulster player. Ulster have also announced contract extensions for Alan O'Connor, Ross Kane, Dave Shanahan and Rob Little. And finally for this evening in golf, Hoylake has been chosen to stage the 2022 Open Championship. It's the first time the Royal Liverpool course will hold the event since 2014 when it was won by Rory McIlroy. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And finally in news, the community of Boncrana has created 5 additional mobile libraries. The miniature libraries are located in a number of areas around the town and operate on the take a book, drop a book principle. There have been a few such libraries already established in the town, but a decision was made to add more due to demand. Councillor Rena Donaghy says it's an important initiative that continues to grow.
It is a great initiative, and we've been doing this now for some time, and congratulations to the ones that are taking the time and have the commitment to do it, because it's all done on a voluntary capacity and they have to raise funds to do so. Swan Park was a great location for these. Now, we have them in different areas throughout the town, but Swan Park was ideal, and obviously we don't have Swan Park now at the minute, but I'm delighted that 5 new ones have been created, because they're just loved by children and by adults alike, and there's a wee stories about the fairies and all, and the wee houses and the doors, and it's lovely. It's a great idea, and I do know that other areas throughout other counties have been adopting our idea as well.
Presumably it is important for the initiative to grow further, for more people to use those facilities now that are available around the town.
Yeah, we would urge that parents would bring their children along and would use them. And we would ask that people don't abuse them. In a few occasions, not too many in the past, some of them were abused and destroyed. And it's not nice, and the books strewn around. But we'd ask people to use them and use the wee books and just, you know, make the best possible use out of them.
Weather now dry today with long spells of sunshine and highest temperatures of 13 to 15 degrees and light southeast winds. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, occupants of a house in Manor Cunningham have been left badly shaken after 4 masked men forced their way into their house last night. The men, who are understood to have been armed, entered the property in Drumcarn at around 8:15. Meanwhile, Gardaí are also appealing for information after an elderly woman was robbed in Letterkenny over the weekend. The 77-year-old was approached by 2 men near the Courtyard Shopping Centre car park at around 7:30 on Sunday evening last. Tributes have been paid today to Brendan McLaughlin. The Stranorder man, who had cystic fibrosis, was Ireland's longest surviving transplant recipient after undergoing a lung transplant in 1992. And a senior Fáilte Arnaud official is urging people to promote Donegal's beaches. It's after TripAdvisor published its annual list of Ireland's best beaches, with Kerry featuring prominently, but no beaches included from Donegal. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 26th of February. The death has taken place of Brendan Gallagher, 13 Garden Avenue, Strabane, and formerly of Ballandrate. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11:20 for service in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Christina Farron, St Paul's Park, Greencastle. Her remains will arrive at the Muff border at approximately 7 o'clock this evening, travelling on to her home. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral from her home on Friday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Brendan McLaughlin, 10, Mulrenny Terrace, Stranorner. His remains are reposing at his brother and sister-in-law, Gerard and Teresa McLaughlin's residence at 16 Ash Meadows, Drumbow, Stranorner, from 7 o'clock this evening until Rosary at 10, and again tomorrow morning from 11 until Rosary at 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate's Stranorer, with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Cystic Fibrosis Ireland, care of any family member. The sudden death has taken place of Mary McGranahan, 9 Abbey Drive in Enniskillen. Mary's remains will repose at her brother Kevin's residence at Trusk Road, Ballybuffet, from 6 o'clock this evening. Her remains will leave her residence at 10:15 on Thursday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill, Ballybuffet, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at her residence of Annie Walker, Maharabeg, Burnfoot. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral on Thursday morning, leaving her home at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Fawn, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Marion Laverty, O'Gara Villas, Moville. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Liam Collins, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Danny Medlin, Letterbrick, Clohan. Danny's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral mass at 12 noon tomorrow in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in Kiltivogue Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock, with family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Medical 4, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member.